We made reference to this yesterday of the priest from County Kerry claiming that scenes in an episode of RT's Fair City on Sunday night last disrespected the Catholic faith. And it all apparently related to a confession scene where one character revealed that she'd had a baby with a priest following a one-night stand with him many years previously.
I want you to hear my confession.
Hayley is your daughter.
Ours. But you can't do anything about it. Seal of confession. Now do me and her a favour. Go back to whatever sewer you crawled out of.
Okay, well, Father Kevin McNamara is the parish priest of Moyvan in Kerry. He says the scripting was wrong. He was critical of alcohol and cigarettes being used in the church. And you also say, Father Kevin, not the first time that this particular programme has disrespected the Catholic faith. Good morning to you.
Good morning to your listeners. And it's a fantastic name for the station, Ocean. I think, you know, there's no commotion when you tune into Ocean. You know, it's just great. Yes, I have major issues with the fact that confession, the word confession, was used. And I have no problem whatsoever with the storyline. So before people start saying, what about, God rest him, Bishop Eamon Casey and Michael Cleary, I have no issue with the storyline. It's a sensitive storyline. It's, you know, it's an incredible storyline, really, that one-night stand prior to he getting married, and then his wife subsequently died, and now he's in the priesthood, and he happens to be back in this woman's patch in Fair City. But the fact that it started with, you know, I would have preferred if the scriptwriters had said, let us talk, I have something very important to tell you, and you must treat this very confidentially.
Yeah.
But instead of that, the sacrament was used.
I found it
disturbing that, again, of all Sundays, and Fair City have been on to me about it, but they said it was just there was no kind of deliberate thing. But last Sunday was a Sunday right across the whole world when churches are closed, and in the rest of Europe they're open, they're closed in Ireland. But it was a Sunday dedicated to divine mercy, where Catholics are asked to focus specifically on the sacrament of confession.
And that's the problem you have. It gave the impression, did it, you feel, that the seal of confession, as it were, was being broken. It's not the issue itself, as you say.
It's all with the seal. Some years ago, they had a priest in the series where he broke the seal. He came out and he told something that happened in confession. Now, that can never, never, never happen. No matter what we're told in confession, now we can strongly advise people, if there's major, major things such as a murder or something, you have strongly to tell them to go to the Gardaí and confess themselves. And if they refuse, you know, you say, well, look, I'm not able to give you absolution in this situation, because part of the deal of absolution in that situation would be that you'd have to go and tell. But the whole environment, I have no problem with the story, but the whole environment degrading the confession. The altar that was used as well is the altar that is used for all masses in RTE and for all religious services every Sunday. They borrowed that from the religious department, and I find that quite extraordinary that they borrowed it without the religious department saying, well, what do you want? What do you want the altar for? And there they were, and, you know, they sipped alcohol and they had a cigarette. So, again, if that took place in McCoy's in the pub, or we'll say outside, sitting outside the pub in Fair City, and it took place in a conversation form, that would be correct.
Yeah.
Certainly don't insult and bring down confession in that manner.
Okay, and for those who say, Father Kevin, that, you know, it's only a bit of drama, it's only a bit of television, you're overreacting to this. It is not real life, or doesn't portray real life.
Yes, for those that would say that to me, I'd say, well, you know, when they bring on the Muslims, when they go to the mosque in Clonskea, and when they give a fair and balanced thing to the rest of religion, when they start bringing in other religion other than the Catholic faith, then I will say, well, look, you know, this is drama, and this is only just kind of make-believe kind of, and, you know, it's a little bit of fun or whatever. But it's the Catholic faith that's continually hounded, and that's what I strongly object to. Equally, Niall,
do you mean on this particular program, or in general on our national television station?
Oh, in general, absolutely. I mean, I'm 40 years a priest this year, and, you know, there's a gradual decline all the way. I mean, if we are, I mean, you're listening to me this morning, but if ever we go on RTE, that, now in recent times, I must say, they have changed, but whenever you'd go on as a priest before, you couldn't get two words out of your head because they had an agenda. They had a certain thing that they want, a road you, they wanted you to go down. And if you didn't go down that road, they weren't interested in the interview. And I think they've been very unfair to the Catholic faith. And, you know, it is difficult enough. I'm in a rural part here, and, you know, I mean, Sligo and Donegal, where there are people there, you know, there are priests up there that are doing their level best morning, noon and night to keep things going as we are. And then not, you know, even people will say a subtle thing that has happened at the moment, that the Angelus, for years there has been a kind of a nudge in RTE to get rid of the Angelus, you know, this religious thing, and, you know, what about the people that don't believe? But I say to RTE, what about the people that do believe? You know, have we to be respected? And in the Angelus in recent times, you have these bizarre photographs. They can't put up a photograph of Our Blessed Lady. They can't put up a photograph of the risen Lord or Easter. They can't depict any religious symbols. But it's gone bananas now with the symbols they've up for the Angelus.
You don't think that's more inclusive at all? A lot of people, we've had discussions on this program about that very issue before. I think one of the scenes, well, I know one of the scenes is of the Tubernall, the Holy Well here in Sligo, but you think it's gone too far away from our traditional symbols?
I do. You know, I mean, all I'm asking for, I'm not asking for a privileged position for the Catholic faith. I'm not asking that we ram Catholic faith down people's necks. All I'm simply saying is that we would be given respect, and I find that respect is sadly missing at the moment. And, you know, that even, you know, the Father Ted program, you know, that went on, and, you know, for years, that the whole kind of image and idea that the Catholic Church is fair game. Well, I'm standing up this time myself, and I'm saying, no, we're not fair game to be got at. If you want to get at other religions and do the same thing, by all means, okay, we're on an 11 playing field, but don't just depict the Catholic faith and isolate us and hurt us in the manner in which you've been doing.
Okay, well, it's funny you should say that, because one listener's rang in to say that, make that exact point. They're saying it's about time the priests objected to the way the Catholic Church is dragged into soaps and portrayed on television, mentioning Father Ted and Mrs. Brown's boys.
Yeah.
Indeed, they're saying they should never be portrayed in a way like that.
It's portrayed in a cynical way and in a smart way, you know, and, you know, in an offensive way. And, you know, in my profession, I find that very hurtful. I mean, it's continual. And the power of television, you know, can influence so many. And it downgrades our faith, I think.
Would you be offended by Father Ted? Have you ever watched Father Ted at all?
I'll tell you, I was in a former life before being parish priest. I used to travel the length and breadth, and sadly I never gave a mission in Sligo. It was one of the counties that I always go, because with Yeats and the beauty and the goodness of the county, and I'm not saying that because I'm talking to you in Ocean this morning, but I was in Donegal, I was in Glenties for a mission. But, you know, in that particular thing, you'd go into a school and you'd give a little talk, and you'd be saying to the children, you'd be telling them about confession and about God and about love and being kind and having good friends in school, and you'd give a lovely talk. And the next day, anyway, any questions? And I handed you up. Do you watch Father Ted? And I never watched it, really. I watched one or two episodes, and yeah. It didn't do anything for me. I just felt that the character of Frank Kelly, God rest him, a great actor he was, and, you know, he used to do the Glen Abbey show and all those things, but depicting him as a roaring alcoholic, and all his script lines were, drink, 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 and then, you know, what's her name, the housekeeper, Agwan, 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 Agwan. You'd go to a wedding after, you know, performing a wedding ceremony, you'd go into a reception, and, you know, you meet somebody, you'd be passing, you know, going up to maybe to the bar for a drink for yourself, or just mingling with guests and going into the thing, and then they say, yeah, go on, Father, go on, go on, go on, go on, go on. I mean, that really, you know, disappointed me, and, you know, it just made made fun of my profession. But I never got angry about it. But there were certain weddings that I would have walked out and, you know, just gone away and said, look, it's all Father Teddy stuff here. But I didn't watch it.
Okay, I can tell you, you need to come to do a mission or more missions in the Northwest. A lot of people supporting you and your views this morning, I can tell you.
Niall, it is most encouraging, but I'll tell you, you know what I find very sad? I find this exceptionally sad, and you're the only station that knows it, because I made an inquiry this morning. RTE, I asked, I was the only one, only priest, only religious, no bishop, nobody else. I was the only one, and no layperson. I was the only one that complained about Fair City Less on the night. They had one complaint.
Well, they did get back to you.
I think the silence, you know, we can have tolerance, and we can have tolerance in so many beautiful ways, but I think the silence from our leaders and church at the moment is frightening, you know. There's a lovely story, in an example of a priest, a clerical student over in England. He was from another country, and he had finished his studies, and the bishop said, well, you know, which diocese will you go to? And this diocese, which shall remain nameless, said, we'll take on that student. So the student said, you know, can I see the bishop? And he went to the bishop, and this is a beautiful thing, that this foreign student, just before he was made a deacon and he'd be going to the diocese, he said to the bishop, he says, will you be my spiritual father or will you be my distant father? And the bishop said, well, what do you mean? Well, he said, if you're my spiritual father, he said, you'll be involved in every stage of my priestly journey. You'll be with me. You'll walk beside me like the good shepherd. But if you're my distant father, you'll only be there at a distance and you won't play no part. Oh, he said, I'll be your spiritual father. Well, he said, if you can promise me to be my spiritual father, I will join this diocese and I'll hold you to that. And to me, what a lot has happened with the bishops, unfortunately. Maybe they're afraid to speak out. I don't know whether they are or whatever, but a lot of them have become distant fathers to the distant shepherds to their clergy. The clergy need support. They need guidance, and they're not getting it.